FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Perry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitego Central School Friday Night Football. Coming up tomorrow, it is going to be an afternoon contest as we will travel over the river and through the woods to Walton, New York. Bainbridge Guilford's Bobcats taking on the Walton Warriors in a 1:30 contest. It is also homecoming for Walton, so we've got homecoming festivities here at Unitego this evening, and we will have homecoming festivities tomorrow at Walton. If we look ahead a week, the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm, the UV Storm, take on Sydney up at the Sydney High School complex next Friday night, and then we're back into the mountains of Delaware County next Saturday afternoon, following once again the BG Bobcats, as this time they take on the Delhi Bulldogs over in Dave Kelly's territory. So we have ourselves two good weekends of football for you here on WCDO. As far as this contest is concerned, 33-0 is our score at halftime. The Unitego Spartans leading the Windsor Black Knights. As we mentioned earlier, all of the activity in the first quarter ended up being interception runbacks, and both of them were Jake Jones. In the very first play of the ball game, at 10:29, Jones intercepted a football pass from Josh Katie. We'll get it right here without looking again. And ended up scampering in 22 yards. That made it 6-0. The pass was no good for the PAT. A couple of minutes later, he comes back and snares another interception. This one run in from 55 yards away. And this time, the PAT run by Kellen Komenda was good. And it was a 14-0 score. And that's stood all the way into halftime, into the end of the first quarter. In the second period of play, a 30-yard pass completion from Butler to Danny Shelton made it 20-0. That came at 7:43. The kick by Nichols was up and good. That made it 21-0. And then two more scores were to be chalked up by the Unitego Spartans. A 19-yard run by Kellen Komenda, and that was a picture-perfect play. 27-0 is the score after that one, because the point after attempt was no good. And then a pass down to Travis Woods that went about 13 yards, made it 33-0. And again, it was Nichols who came back. The first time he kicked, it was up and good, but a penalty on the Unitego Spartans meant he had to kick again. This second one was blocked, and we went into halftime with a 33-0 score. We'll be back with a much bigger commentary, and this, the Morabito Halftime Report. Remember, all of these Morabito Halftime games are being brought to you, or we'll say Halftime Reports, are being brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program that is designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products in Sydney, 563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. And with that, we have ourselves a very extended halftime ceremony, as we have some of the homecoming events. There's a parade going on the track in front of us. So we'll have an extra few minutes here, and what we will do is turn you back to our main studios of WCDO for whatever they want to pass along to you for the next 5 minutes or so, and then we will come back with the second half of this evening's ball game. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney has super fall travel deals right now. 7 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive with air for October and November. An unbelievable $649 per person. Free dining at Disney. Book your 4-night, 5-day package with theme park tickets. Select dates October through December. Or 4 nights in Vegas with air from Albany. Hotel, all taxes, and airport transfers included. Only $508 per person. Don't miss out. Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here on a Friday night from Unitego, New York. Well, we mentioned earlier that it was one of those nights when, after the sun went down, it was going to get a little bit cooler. Well, folks, I yielded and put the jacket on, not just the fleece, the jacket. So now we are bundled thoroughly, and I hate to tell you, it's the ski jacket. It isn't just a little light jacket.
No,
so, Coach Keller, what words of wisdom have you for me here tonight? Anything?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Running wise, Windsor doesn't have an awful lot going on. I have Josh Cady carrying the ball 10 times for a total of minus 5 yards. O'Malley's carried the ball 5 times for minus 3 yards. Hogan, 1 carry, 8 yards, and that was a tough 8-yard first down. I wouldn't be surprised to see them run him out of the backfield more often. He's been their only offensive force of the game so far. On the Unitego side, they've had a little... No, they haven't had much more success either. We've got Tanner Carley, 6 carries, 2 yards. Comenda with on the strength of a really good 19-yard touchdown run. He's got 18 yards total. And minus or 4 yards for Jack Jones, 7 yards for Van Alstyne. Butler's in a negative category. But passing-wise, Windsor's Josh Cody, he's 8 out of 11. However, 2 of his passes went for touchdowns going the other way to Unitego defenders. Tyler Butler for Unitego, he's 6 out of 12, 116 yards, 2 touchdown passes. So he's doing a pretty good job today. 33-0 is our score here at halftime. As we mentioned before, it is a homecoming halftime. So we have had a bit of a parade around the infield here already today. If we look at some of the other games around the area, the results from last week have set up some great clashes for this week. As we happen to have, if I flip to the master and go, and what are we at? Week six, seven, terrible, you forget. The Unadilla Valley Edmiston is playing down at Green in a game this evening. The Delhi is down at Deposit Hancock this evening. They're the games that are in our immediate area. We can also say that Oneonta is playing at Norwich tonight, and Harpersville is playing over at Oxford. So those are a few of the games that are going on today. If we look at what's on for tomorrow, the Sydney Warriors playing at Shenango Forks. That should be an interesting contest. And the game that we'll have for you is Bainbridge-Guildford taking on Walton at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Those are the games that are around the area. If I look at who did what last week, Shenango Forks rolled over Seton Catholic Central by a 47-6 score. Green topped Oneonta last week. That score was 35-14. A non-leaguer was dropped by Unadilla Valley Edmiston to Sherburne Earlville. 27-18 was the score there. And in the game that you heard here on WCDO last Friday night, it was Sydney over the Unitego Spartans by a 20-0 score. So nothing is forever, as those games can change and quite frequently do, and they lead to interesting things. If we look at games over in Class D around our area, Bainbridge-Guildford nipped Oxford last week by a 26-15 score. It was Deposit over Harpersville, well, Deposit Hancock, if we're officially correct on that. The score there was 26-22. That was a dandy ball game. I did that one last weekend, Saturday. And the other contest was the, what do they call it, Route 10 game, I guess it is. Anyway, it was Walton against Delhi. Walton won that one by a 38-14 score. So all league games among the Class D schools, lots of non-league games among the Class C schools last week. We're in an extended halftime here at Unitego Central School. We will be taking a quick break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include fresh, grade A, boneless, and skinless chicken breast, 3 pounds or more, just $1.69 a pound. Land O'Lakes butter quarters, $2.99 each. Assorted banquets, select or value menu meals, 10 for $10. large California red, green, or black seedless grapes, $1.29 a pound, and 6 packs of Thomas's English Muffins, buy one, get one free. Plus, you can earn a $20 gift certificate if you spend $400 in groceries from now until November 12th at the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Watch your totals grow at the bottom of your receipt each time you shop. Use it towards your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you choose from your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, yeah, vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Dave Keller here on a Friday night here in Unitega, New York. We will say on the banks of the Susquehanna River. I used to, there was a good friend that I knew at one time who has long since passed away, and he was great at interesting pronunciations, and he used to say the Susquehanna, the Susquehanna. So both teams are back out of their, I don't want to say huddles, but out of their respective locker rooms, and they're just about ready to go, and we will have football coming up for you in just a moment or two. Yeah, so much for the notes.
You talk about interesting pronunciations. We had a musical review by the Drama Club in Bainbridge, Guilford, years ago. And one of the numbers they had in there was, I say Unadilla, you say Unadilla.
Oh, did they? That's good. That's good. That sounds like one of those faculty review type shows that we have seen before. Did you happen to catch, with all of we just make note of the fact that the 20 minutes that they put up on the time clock has run down, but now they set it up for another 2.5 minutes, so be it. It gives everybody time to warm up. With all of the Steve Jobs commemoratives that were on yesterday, they had frequently broadcast his speech, commencement speech. Did you by any chance catch that? You did not.
I'm not sure. I saw a lot of different snippets. I'm not so sure I saw that one.
Well, you probably did, in actual fact. But you may not have seen the whole thing. You may have seen only parts of it. But it was broadcast all the time. But if you go in and you want to see a very inspirational comment, and you would wish that your kids or all of the kids that you teach could see this and would take it in the right spirit. But that was a very, very interesting speech. But if you go in, it's only about 15 minutes long. It's a rather short commencement speech. But if you go in and just write Steve Jobs commencement speech or something like that, you'll go right to it. And there are a lot of postings up on the YouTube feed. But I actually sat and listened to the whole thing last night. I'd already heard most of it in a couple of other formats, but just to watch everything, A to Z, was very, very, very interesting.
I'm just amazed at how he has changed the world that we live in. I mean, that's the world our kids are going to grow up in. So
do you want to hear the horrible thing of it? You think he passed away at 56. In reality, that's less than 40 years of actual productive time if you take him, it was 16 years old. By the time he got his corporation up and running, that's less than 30 years. And he's changed the world as we know it and
absolutely,
as our kids know it. And it is an amazing time. One of the things that I will say, and I know that we have to be careful of what we say, but there was one business in town that had a sign on their movable letter sign, and it just said, "Thank you, Steve Jobs." It was so cool. It was just class. And it was very simple, but class. Now, where are we? The last time I saw that in one of our local communities was when a beloved mayor passed away. And I saw a sign similar to that that said, "Rest in peace, Mayor," you know, or whatever. But outside of that, we tend not to be involved in national things, you know, on these local movable letter signs. Interesting thing. All right, here we go, everybody. This time it will be the Windsor Black Knights kicking off, and they're going to kick the ball down to the Unitigo Spartans, and the ball is going to be put into play at about the 36-yard line in Unitigo Spartan territory. Well, now they'll go ahead and place the ball right down on the chalk mark at the 35, so that's where it's going to be, and we're going to be off and running here in just a second.
Cody.
So it is going to be Tyler Butler on the first play from scrimmage, and it will be kept on the ground, and everybody for the Windsor Black Knights are saying it's our ball. Now the officials agree. Man, that came up off the bottom of the pile that time was number 56. And there's something very familiar about 56. Yeah, Fred Sullivan, that's not very familiar. So anyway, the ball coughed up by the ball carrier for the Unitigo Spartans. The Windsor Black Knights get things started. 11:51, showing period number 3. So Katie and company, seeing what they can get going. This time they have everybody lined up in the shotgun, and the ball will be pitched back, taken by Mario Hogan, and Hogan picks up a couple of yards as the Black Knight backfield just advanced straight up the field and get down to the 36.
Yeah, Hogan, he's been their star offensively. He caught 5 passes in the first half and only carried the ball one time. It was a good, tough run, 8 solid yards. I'd keep running him between the tackles and just dare the defense to stop
him. Marino Hogan, 5'8", 199 pounds. And as I said before, solid muscle. This time Josh Cady gets the snap, and he looks for Hogan off on the flat on the left side. And he cannot connect. Hogan went down but couldn't turn around and come back quickly enough to get that ball.
Obviously, he's got good hands. I mean, they're using him almost exclusively as a receiver. And I wouldn't call those receiver dimensions anyway. 5'8", 199 pounds.
Jordan Wilder into the ball game now. 5'10", 160 pounds. He's way off on the right side. Off on the left side is Hogan. Dropping back is Katie. Katie's going to pass this time. Goes to Hogan. But it was just a little bit out in front of him. Hogan came down out of bounds. Let the ball fall to the ground.
Windsor, they've been throwing the ball an awful lot. And I thought on that first play, that handoff to Hogan, I thought maybe they were going to come out with a renewed effort to run the ball, but apparently not.
Fourth down and about 8. And with that, it is going to be the coaching staff. That is going to be Tim Hogan and company that wants to talk to the other members of the Windsor Black Knights. So they go out onto the field. We have ourselves a very brief pause in the action, and we will keep it right here because, quite frankly, this is going to be one of those that I think that trying to second-guess maybe coaches, they want to just make sure they've got things going right. They don't want to make sure that with the ball, fourth and still about eight, and over in Unitigo territory, they want to make sure they don't make a mistake. Coming back into the ball game, Ishmael Griffin, number 34. He is a junior, 5'7", 165 pounds. He joins the huddle with the coaching staff and the regulars. And now the coaches come back out, come to the near sideline, and we're ready to go.
Trailing 33-0, but they've got a whole half left. You think they want to stick it in the end zone and change the complexion a little bit.
Katie, up tight this time. Now he drops back. He wants to pass on fourth down, and he goes over in there intended for Marino Hogan. Hogan was down at the 25-yard line, but once again wasn't able to turn around quickly enough. It's one of those things where some people are just always in the receiver position, and they don't have to necessarily, they sort of know which way they're going to turn. The last two times Hogan was involved in that, the pass was not where he expected it to be, and he couldn't get back. Travis Wood split out to the near side as the Unitigo Spartans take over on downs. It is going to be kept on the ground. Ooh, it looks to me like Tanner Carley going to get nowhere. It was as it was first and 10, they had the ball at the 36. He's going to be thrown back to about the 35. And it will bring up a second, and we'll call it 11.
On that last pass play by Josh Cody from Windsor, he was rolling out to his right. His receiver downfield wasn't open, so he looked back, and he threw it across his body behind him. And that's one reason why he missed the receiver on that.
Travis Wood split out to the near side, over across the way. It is going to be Smith. The ball kept on the ground, and SC coming up, it's going to be who? That's Jake Jones. So Jake Jones bucking his way, picks up good yardage as he is across the 40-yard line to about the 44 before he is finally tripped up. He gains about 8 on that play. It'll bring up a 3rd and 3. Remember, he had 11 to go. Woods on the near side, and this time it's David Van Alstine over across the way, dropping back as Butler, and he tries to go to his money man running through. Can't find running room at all. As, let's see, it was going to be Jake Jones, who is going to be dropped down for about a 1 yard loss. It will be a 4th and long. Ball still located at the 42-yard line, 9:15. And the Windsor Black Knights send two men back, kicking situation. Let's see. This time it is going to be Shelton who will kick it away, and it's off on the near side. It will be taken in by number 28. That is going to be Stephen Laria, and he will get back up to about the 38-yard line before Mr. Gold Shoes is brought down hard, and the Windsor Black Knights will take over.
Didn't get an awful lot. He was deacon and juking people, and he picked up about 6 or 7 yards on the return.
Laria comes over and talks to the coach and says, "Coach, what did I do? I tried to do this and I tried to do that, and nothing materialized." So Katie and company have the ball now, 1st and 10 from the 38-yard line. Long count. The ball's going to be snapped back. Oh, Katie's going to keep it himself. He'll pick up 5. Katie gets across the 40 to about the 44-yard line. Good little heads-up run as he saw that he had a better chance to find a hole himself than to wait for something to materialize that wasn't there. 2nd and 5.
And unofficially, that brings Katie back to 0 yards rushing on 11 carries. She had a tough night.
Off to the near side, Caldwell. Off to the far side, it's going to be Hogan. Long count. It's going to be taken by Katie again, and he runs exactly as he did the time before. He'll pick up 7 this time. He's across midfield, running out of bounds in Unitego Spartan territory at the 49. Give him about 9, 10 yards on that play. 7:45 showing on the clock. Period number 3. Unitego leading in this ballgame comfortably. 33-0 over the Windsor Black Knights. Windsor with the ball. The same gentlemen split to the respective sides as before, and this time it's going to be kept on the ground. It will be Greg O'Malley trying to go to his left side. The 5'7 senior, 144 pounds, is going to be met by a green wall and dropped back for about a 1 yard loss.
And number 7, Kevin Fair. Shot in there low. It got into his legs and knocked him down in the backfield. Nice play.
Caldwell and Katie both coming to the near sidelines to talk to the coaches. Now they go back to the huddle. Snapping out of the huddle, Nick Wickheiser, the center. He's up over the ball. Off to the near side is Caldwell. And with that, we are going to have an official blow the whistle, and it may very well be an equipment thing. Yeah, remember earlier in the ball game, Greg O'Malley had his helmet taken off, and he was wrestling with a chin strap again. And this time the official came over and said, okay, you take it. Whoa, look out. On the roll, Katie wanted to pass in there. At first, it looked like it was going to be picked off by a green jersey, but then emerging from nowhere, Marino Hogan again manages to get that ball. He's got a first down. He will be down to the 33-yard line.
So my goodness, you said that defender flashed in front of the ball. If you don't get your hands on the ball, you're going to get burned, and he did.
Oh, Marino Hogan that time was right in the right place at the right time, took that ball. Now, the workhorse Hogan again. This time it comes back to him, and he just rumbles forward for a couple of yard gain. He'll get to about the 30. And let's see, they will put the ball down right on the chalk mark, I do believe. Caldwell comes out of the ball game. Jordan Wilder goes in. Plays are being run in by the receivers for the Windsor Black Knights. For Unitego, the quarterback goes to the sideline and gets the play. Katie, long count, rolls to his right this time. He wants to pass. His intended receiver is Jordan Wilder. Wilder can't catch up to the ball, as that time Katie's arm is just a little bit too strong. Remember, Katie is a sophomore, 5'10", 153 pounds. He is not the biggest quarterback that we've seen all year.
And although Katie's been working quarterback all season, this is his first start tonight, so I imagine there were some butterflies early in the game.
Caldwell off to the left side. Everybody else grouped up. Katie right up to his center. And, ooh, loose ball. Katie falls on it. Katie that time tried to hand off to the man going through. It was not a clean handoff. The ball went down. Katie just pounced on it. Almost no loss on that play. It brings up a 4th, and we'll call it 10. Jordan Wilder coming back into the ball game, bringing the play in. And we'll see. Probably with the ball at the 32, about 33-yard line, nope, they will not be kicking, so they'll be going for it. Josh Cady calling the signals back at about the 38. The ball snapped to him, and now he is looking for an open man, and the ball is right into the face of Jordan Wilder. It hit Wilder right in the helmet, and he is not a happy camper as he comes off feeling very disgusted with himself.
Yeah, you want to catch the ball with your hands, catch it with your fingers, keep it away from your helmet and your shoulder pads. I think a defender might have distracted him a little bit. so he took his eyes off the ball, but it hit him right in the face mask.
4:34 on the clock, period number three. 33-0 is our score. The Unitego Spartans over the Windsor Black Knights. The Spartans take over on downs. That will bring Tyler Butler and company, and Travis Wood split off to the near side, way out. Now the play will go in the opposite direction. As let's see, is that going to be, that is going to be Jake Jones who will get the pitch going back. He gets back not even to the line of scrimmage. Well, maybe just about to the line of scrimmage. Gain on that play, we'll say a foot.
Yeah, a smidgen.
Still a second, and we'll call it 10. After a while, you say 9.5, 9.75, who knows?
We may have to go metric.
Tyler Butler pitches it again to the aforementioned Jake Jones. This time Jones gets a little bit more running room, but a flag is thrown. Jones gets across the 40-yard line to the 41, and now they're going to say face mask being called against the Windsor Black Knights. So they pick up not only the yellow flag, but also the football, and they tell the line markers to move. A big one going to be marched off against the, it's not really a big one. It's going to be a first down, and that's going to move it up to the 45-yard line. So the net result is the same. First down for the Unitego Spartans.
Yep, first down. My goodness, that's only the second first down for the Unitego Spartans rushing the ball this game.
3:11 on the clock. Travis Woods off on the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground. Is this Mr. Carley? It is number something two, and that would be Tanner Carley. He'll pick up about three this time as he rumbles up across the 45 to the 48-yard line. Second, and we'll call it seven.
But, you know, it's tough to rack up a lot of offensive yards when your defense is doing a lot of scoring in the game early. Your offense doesn't get a chance.
Butler is going to split Woods off to the left side, and David Van Alstine to the right. It is going to be Kamenda in motion. Ooh, Kamenda is going to get the handoff, and he is going to be wrestled down immediately. He actually ran into one of his own players, or one of his own teammates. That broke his forward motion, and after that, everything was toward the near sideline. No significant loss on the play, but no gain either.
Yeah, that was definitely a boo-boo in the backfield.
Third and still about eight. Van Alstine going to be off to the near side. This time it will be Cody Smith off to the far sideline. And again, Tyler Butler's going to put a man in motion. Kellen Kamenda is moving it. Snap goes back high. Look out. Tyler's going to have to scramble. He now is ahead of the pack. He's back to the line of scrimmage across midfield at the 50-yard line down to about the 46. He will gain about 5 yards on that play. They will finally mark it across the 50 to about the 47-yard line. That brings up a fourth and two for the Spartans.
And unofficially, that puts Tyler Butler over the zero-yard mark. He's got plus 4 yards rushing in this game so far. Fourth and two, short two.
So Butler, this time playing tight up on the center, going to pitch the ball back to Jones. Jake Jones, left side, look off. He's off to the races. He now cuts back in toward the center of the field. And with that, he will be met in there by number 84. And that is going to be Luke Zakrzak. And he is going to be the man who will have saved a touchdown because Jones was definitely off and running.
I'm going to guesstimate about 26 yards on the pickup.
34 seconds remaining here in the third period of play. Travis Woods off to the near side. He is the only man that split out. Butler Oh, he's got a scramble right. Look out. Here he goes. He is going to be in now for inside the 15. He'll finally be brought down at about the 13-yard line. So he is going to be picking up about 7 yards. Tyler Butler that time just simply rolled out to his right. And when he saw his opening dematerialize, he said, okay, fine. I'll go ahead and run it. He runs it for a gain of 7, close to 8 yards.
And that ends the third quarter. Boy, that quarter went flying by, didn't it?
So we have the end of 3 periods of play. No score at all in period number 3. And we now stand 1 quarter later exactly where we were before. The Unitigo Spartans 33, the Windsor Black Knights nothing. Football on a Friday night on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller here at Unitigo Central School on a Friday night. Join us tomorrow afternoon as we will be making the trip over the river and through the woods, going to Walton, New York, and we will see the game between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Walton Warriors. From what's that place called? Is it Jim Hoover Stadium?
Yeah. Oh, well named.
On the campus of Walton Central School. So 33-0 is our score right now as the Unitigo Spartans are enjoying a cool night. That's all I can say. Look out. Who is going to carry the ball? Up and still running. Number 8, that is Tyler Butler. Flags all over the place. They have already given the touchdown signal. So that must mean that it is going to be against the Windsor Black Knights, I do believe. Now there's a conference going on. And let's see. Fourth opening play. Butler. We'll get that written down.
Face mask against the defense. Score is good. Give Butler an 8-yard touchdown romp.
Okay, so Tyler Butler, 8-yard run, now manages to make it up to, let's see, 39-0. And that will bring up a kicking opportunity, or that's what we'll assume. The ball snapped back to Butler. He is going to be holding. The ball will be kicked up and good. And I believe that probably was Cody Nichols doing the kicking again. So that now will make it a 40-0 contest. Unitigo easily marching past the Windsor Black Knights here on Friday Night Football. On your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitigo. You can now hear every WCDO football broadcast at any time you want to. because all of our games have been archived. So you go to the WCDO website, that's WCDOradio.com, go to the Sports tab, and then into the Audio Vault, and all games are right there. So here we go. Long, low squib kick, not cleanly picked up. There is a scramble for the football, and finally it is going to be touchdown, whistle blown dead, and they're going to say that the Black Knights will take over at about the 25-yard line.
I think they're giving that to Unitego. A Black Knight tried to field it, but it squirted away from him, and a Unitego coverage guy fell on the ball, so Unitego.
Good signal from the bench. Anytime they go to the Unitego sideline for the football, you can pretty much figure that it's going to be Unitego on offense. Same for the Black Knights when they put the football in play.
Not the kind of break that Windsor needs right now.
Ball placed down at the 24-and-a-half. And the ball will be kept on the ground. Flags all over the place. They're going to say illegal procedure against the Unitego Spartans. And I am looking around. I think we have ourselves a new quarterback in there, I do believe.
Yeah. I see Van Alstyne's in there. Cody Smith.
I think those are the same guys that we've been seeing all the time.
But the quarterback, I can't see his
number. Yeah, we'll get it for you in a second. I believe that is maybe Kevin Thayer. Let's see. Nope, number 12. Number 12 is doing the quarterbacking now. That is going to be Quinn Barnhart. So Barnhart, on his first handoff, has the ball advanced a yard or two. It is going to still be a second at about 13. So that's what they want to do. Give the junior, Quinn Barnhart, 6'2", 184 pounds, give him a little bit more playing time. He goes to the bench, picks up the signal. Now comes on, picks up the play. All of the rest of the guys pretty much are the starters. Travis Woods on the far side. Ooh, look out. They pitch it out to the speedster. That is going to be David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne's going to get the first down as he will be down inside the 15-yard line. And now getting up very slowly. That's going to be who? Number 28. That will be our buddy Stephen Laria. And he doesn't limp off. He's just not feeling too good. As he comes off to the near sideline, he's not being helped. He's all under his own power. But it will be first down for the Unitego Spartans. The ball spotted down at the 13-yard line. 9:50 showing on our clock left in this ballgame. Coming into the contest, Jesse Angevine. He had been out for a play or two. So now Quinn Barnhart, whoops, flags all over the place again.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to do? If they say a legal procedure against the Unitego Spartans, which they do. Remember, you have a new man in there, a couple of new people in the backfield, or at least in different positions. Takes time to get the timing down. So it's going to be 5 yards marched off against the Unitego Spartans. That will be first down and about 15. The ball moved back to the 17-yard line. Once again, Travis Woods, big number 80, 6'6", 176 pounds, over on the far sidelines. The ball be kept up the middle. As carrying at that time, I want to say was number 7.
You're right.
That is going to be Kevin Thayer. So Thayer gets the ball, moves it up for a gain of about 7 yards. He is down just inches above the 10-yard line. It will bring up a second. We'll call it 7. So Quinn Barnhart, the reserve quarterback, getting a little bit of playing time in the backfield. He has Van Alstyne. He also has Kevin Thayer. Now the ball will be given in there to Thayer again. This time they were waiting for him. He won't get anywhere near the yardage as they do move the down marker now for a couple of yard pickups. So it'll bring up a 3rd and 5 as Quinn Barnhart continues to move the Spartans up the field an inch or two at a time, a yard or two at a time. Third and still about five. He's in the huddle. Now he brings his team out. Travis Wood split out to the near side this time. Long count. Barnhart pitches it back. Pitches it back to number nine. That is Kellen Komenda. Kellen tries to cut the corner off to the left side. He can't make the quick turn to go upfield. Loss on that play of about 5 yards. That will bring it back to the high side of the 13.
Windsor defender, boy, he just catapulted into the backfield and ran him down, knocked him down, but then he helped him back up again. I like to see that kind of thing. I couldn't see his number, though.
7.5 minutes left in this ball game. Now Barnhart coming in from the far sideline after the coaches' conference. Takes a little bit longer in the huddle than usual. Now they break out. He's still talking to various players, so everybody trying to make sure they've got their signals straight. Now he's ready to go. He's right up behind the quarterback, or excuse me, behind the center. Pitches the ball back to Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne comes to the near sidelines, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Is going to be tripped up at about the 10-yard line. Could be a gain of 2 or 3 on that play, but that was fourth down. So as a result, the Black Knights will take over on downs and have the ball first and 10 from their own 12-yard line.
Yeah, the good thing is Windsor has the ball. The bad thing is they're trailing by a whole lot of points, and they are way back on their own 12-yard line, as you mentioned.
Coming up tomorrow, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats against the Walton Warriors from Walton. 1:30 is game time. We'll have that for you on WCDO. Oh, the Unitego Spartans going to be called for too many men on the field. The ball going to be carried in there by, I believe that is going to be Greg O'Malley, but it is going to be against the Unitego Spartans. They had a man scampering for the sidelines. He couldn't get off the field in time. And as a result, it will be 5 easy ones for the Black Knights.
You know, I know that's a rule, and if it's a rule, you got to play it, because rules is rules, boy. But you see a guy running that hard, and he's almost at the sideline, you could let that go.
6.5 minutes left in this contest. It is a 40-0 contest. And now they're going to say that it's going to be 5 yards marched off. That will be enough for the first down. And Windsor will have the ball now at about the 29-yard line, first and 10. Well, Josh Cady, now this is interesting, split way off to the near side. Marino Hogan is the man who was back. He and Greg O'Malley, the snap actually went to O'Malley, but now we saw Josh Cady instead of in a normal quarterback position. He was split way off to the near side. That play did not materialize for positive yardage, so it will bring up a second, and we'll call it a long 11. This time Marino is off to the near side, and Cady is back in his normal position. He takes the snap. He rolls to his right, and he passes to his right. The intended receiver down there goes high into the air. I didn't see who that was. It may have been O'Malley, because we certainly had Marino Hogan off to the near side.
Well, he's not been very effective in the second half, Katie. He was better in the first half. I think I've got him down unofficially. 1 completion in 7 attempts.
5:26 showing on the clock. Hogan off to the near side. The 5'8", 199-pound senior. Now we're going to have a timeout charge to the Windsor Black Knights. So we've got a pause in the action. 40-0 Unitego is our score. You're listening to Live Football on a Friday night on WCDO.
Hungry? Okay. Stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at Unitego Central School. Pass put in the air by Josh Cady. The intended receiver was his favorite target, Hogan, but it was a little bit low. And it will do nothing except just use up a little bit of time. 5:19 on our clock left in this ball game.
But that brings up fourth down. So I, even though they're trailing by 40 points, they are going to go for it.
Hogan off to the near side. Rolling out is Cady. Cady going to put it in the air. And it is the intended receiver down there. Was number, I want to say 88. Yep, Ben Rivera. And a flag is thrown as Rivera went up in the air to get that football. And we will see what the call is. The man who threw the flag is now talking to the referee. They're saying that it is going to be a pushing violation against the Unitego Spartans. First down for the Windsor Black Knights.
Katie threw that ball up into a crowd. And you know what? Sometimes lucky is better than good. Because he did. He got some defensive interference on the ball. They get the first down. Move the sticks.
42-yard line. First and 10. Windsor Black Knights. Still in their own territory. Caldwell split to the far side. It's Hogan to the near side. Cady right up on top of the... No, he's now he's back in the shotgun. And the ball is snapped back. Cady's going to roll. Now he's going to scramble. Oops, look out. He is going to have to go out of bounds, and he does right about at the line of scrimmage. Everybody dove for the... I can't say the sidelines because they were already on the sidelines, but they just dove out of the way.
They all came right down where the... The yard marker and the down box marker are. Everybody ran for their life.
Ball spotted down just high of the 40-yard line, but not up to the 41 yet. Now Nick Wickheiser out up over the ball. He is going to snap it back to Cady. Cady going to roll out to his right this time. Look out. He was greeted in there. That was going to be number 32, Tanner Carley, who just blew back. You talk about a sack. Boy, going down hard was Josh Cady. Now, if you look at that situation, that was a little bit, you want to say unfair, because Josh Cady is 153 pounds, not exactly a whole lot of beef on those bones, and he was crunched in there by Carley, a 186-pounder. So there's a 30-some-odd-pound difference, and boy, I'll tell you, Carley had a full head of steam, and he just crunched him that time. So Josh Cady taking his time to get up and shake off all the miseries. Now he comes out under his own power. He's not being helped at all.
Yeah, he's got to come off because he stopped play for an injury. But I have to give Cady credit. He hung in there that pass play, and he was looking downfield. He wasn't even looking at the rusher about ready to cream him.
Did anybody get the number of that freight train? The ball spotted down at the 34-yard line. Inside 4 minutes remaining in this contest. Reminder, we have BG at Walton tomorrow, 1:30. So the man who's going to be going in doing the playing will be Elliot Campbell. He is the quarterback for this play. He'll keep it on the ground. No gain on the play. As remember, the ball was back at the in a fourth down situation now. It'll be just across the 35 at about the 36. Fourth and still, 14, 15.
I couldn't tell who carried that ball. Was that Campbell?
So now Hogan back into the ball game. He is the man bringing the play in. Looking around. Nope, Katie's off here on the near sideline. So Josh Katie is out of the game for a bit. It is going to be number 8. That is going to be Elliot Campbell. The ball is going to be fired off to Campbell. Oh, my God, what a great play. Campbell that time comes back to Hogan. Hogan had the reception, and he immediately just pitched the ball off to number 24, Greg O'Malley. And O'Malley goes the length of the field and in for that play. That was just perfect, Dave. I don't care what you say. That was as well executed a play as we have seen all night. That one started from where? About the 39-yard line?
Yeah, about that. That's the old hook and ladder play.
61-yard run. That was run in by O'Malley. And what a fantastic, picturesque play. It will have nothing to do with the outcome of the ball game, but it makes the score 40-6. And quite frankly, everybody a little bit taken off, a little bit off guard. The PAT run will be in and good, and that will make it 40-7. So the Unitego Spartans lead comfortably in this ball game, but the Windsor Black Knights will not go home being shut out. Football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. And it is Friday Night Football here on your station for sports, WCDO. So the Windsor Black Knights tee up that football at the 40-yard line. Long and low kick is going to roll down and be touched down by number 4, David Van Alstine. And Van Alstine will see the Unitego Spartans commence play at the 32-yard line. There again, he just simply was down on one knee. High school football is full of lots of wonderful surprises, everybody, and that was just a picture-perfect play. It's amazing. Josh Cady, who had worked so hard throughout this ball game, was off on the sideline, so the man who started that whole thing was going to be Campbell. And he was just on the money out there to Hogan, and then Hogan just pitched it back, and O'Malley ran it in. Everybody was happy. They had practiced that, obviously. It couldn't go that well if they hadn't practiced it. And as a result, it certainly broke the tension. On the ground, the ball will be carried by the Unitego Spartans. Luke out a bit of a loss on that one. So it'll bring up a second at about 12. The ball spotted right at the 30-yard line. The Black Knights now running a couple of reserves in. And it's an interesting situation because even the people that are coming out don't necessarily have dirty white jerseys. That's how good the field conditions are tonight. And the ball will be, handed off to number 7. That is going to be, that is going to be Thayer. Remember, in at quarterback, we still have Quinn Barnhart calling the signals, 1:17 showing on the clock. The ball that time brought by Thayer up for a short gain as he is up to the 35-yard line. Taking a long time in the huddle, the Spartans finally managed to crack out of it. Inside 1 minute now, Quinn Barnhart in at quarterback. He splits a man off to the near side and hands off in there to who? There we got That is going to be number 10, I guess. That is going to be Corbin Henry. Henry, a sophomore, 5'9", 134 pounds. So Henry gets the opportunity to carry the ball. He's good for a couple of yard gain. That brings up a fourth and five. And we are inside 30 seconds. And now they'll say, okay, guys, get it going.
That was a Henry sandwich. He got squished between a couple of Windsor defenders. But it's ticking down here. Oh, yeah, I don't even know if they're going to get this play off.
Barnhart now comes in from the sideline. He has the play. He's going to split Travis Woods off to the near side. And he will send number 10, that is Corbin Henry, off to the far side. Keep the ball on the ground as he will go in there to Cody Nichols. Nichols still up, will get the first down, but time will run out. So he is across to the 45-yard line, and with that, play has ended. So the Windsor Black Knights go down to defeat at the hands of the Unitego Spartans in the homecoming game here at Unitego High School tonight. Our final score, 40-7, and we will be back with a wrap-up coming up right after this on your station for sports, WCDO. Okay, now.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Coach Dave Keller here on a Friday night at Unitego, New York. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT, member FDIC. So our offensive player of the night, Coach Keller.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, as interested as I was in Mr. Hogan from Windsor, I got to go with the Unitego. I'm going with Tyler Butler, the quarterback. He was 6 for 12 in the first half, 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. He carried the ball 9 times for a total of 20 yards, but he did run an 8-yard touchdown scamper, and he had a 19-yard run earlier. So
the
nice
post-game
job.
Show also being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. The defensive, the dynamic defensive player.
Okay, we're going to go with linebacker, another Unitego player, Connor Miller. I saw him making all kinds of plays coming from that linebacker spot. And then he also did a nice job. He picked up a fumble and he rambled about 60 yards before he was finally chased down.
The All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at Sydney 563-3533. That's 607-563-3533. 3-3. Coach?
Well, this guy, he had my early nod for defensive player of the game, but then he started chipping in on the offensive side as well. 24-yard reception. He had a 26-yard run. He ran for 48 yards. Jake Jones, he had two interceptions for touchdowns in the first quarter.
So we had ourselves an interesting ball game tonight. 40-7 is the final score. Homecoming weekend here at Unitego Central School. And the Unitego Spartans did most of the damage in the first half, building up a 33-0 score. And then after that, it was just even Steven play, the final score, 40-7. Harry Graves along with Dave Keller here at Unitego this evening. So remember, we have our big game tomorrow over in Delaware County at Walton Central School, the BG Bobcats against the Walton Warriors in a 1:30 contest. In the meantime, stay tuned to your station for continuous favorites. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO. From Unitego Central School, good evening, everybody.